now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his companions were released from their dungeon and taken before the great Khan, who seemed to be well impressed with them. He granted them their lives for a further 3 days, and he gave them money to spend. The Venetians were astonished to see paper for the first time, and they were probably the first men of the Western world to behold paper currency. Amongst other things, they observed a Chinese water clock by which the ancients marked the time. Marco Polo and his companions were taken to their quarters in the palace, and they were each given separate rooms. Marco Polo was astounded at the richness of the carpet in his room, which covered a huge space and which was woven in silk, golden and silver thread. While Marco Polo was ruminating on his plight, the Princess Zelana entered the room and told him she had a scheme whereby he might win the friendship of the great Kublai Khan.
Zelana, you should not have come here. If they find you, it means certain death for both of us.
They will not find me here. If the great Marco Polo is free...
Oh, not for myself, but for you.
We are safe. And there is some doubt as to whether I am to wed the great Kublai Khan.
That is what I cannot understand. He said that you had an affliction of the face.
Yes. I screwed up my face and I twisted my mouth like this.
Zelana.
He was astonished when he lifted my veil and saw my face. I told him it was an affliction that came upon me occasionally.
Do you not wish to marry the great Khan?
No, I do not.
But he can give you riches. All the women in the world would envy you.
He has many wives. I am in love with you, Marco Polo.
Oh, and I am in love with you, Zelana. But we must have a care.
Tell me, I can have the wedding postponed for a while. But you must win the friendship of the great Khan. You must make him trust you.
But how can I do that? He may decide to put me to death in 3 days.
He will bestow me on one of his gentlemen. And if you win the favor of the Khan, you might ask for my hand in marriage.
I would probably be killed for my presumption.
Oh, I do not think you love me anymore, Marco Polo.
Oh, I do love you, Zelana. But this scheme is madness.
If the great Khan decides not to marry me, he may bestow my hand on Lan Chu. And I do not like that man. He has a drooping black mustache. It waves when he talks.
Oh, I cannot say that I like Van Chu myself.
Now listen to me. Van Chu's Aunt Bruza is an old hag. She is in charge of the ladies of the Khan's palace. She is a sister of the Khan.
Well?
Van Chu has designs upon the throne. He is plotting to overthrow the great Kublai Khan.
No one can overthrow the great Kublai Khan. He has the greatest army in the world. He's conquered nation after nation.
I know that, but Van Chu is his nephew. I know that, but Van Chu is his nephew and the trusted governor of the city. There are many officers who plot against the Khan, and Van Chu is the head of the plotters. He is almost ready to strike.
You have only been in the palace for a short while. How do you know all this?
I have good ears, and it seems that the old hag Guzer is in league with Van Chu. While they thought that I was sleeping, they talked together. And I heard about the plot. Then I came here to you.
Very interesting.
You see, Marco Polo, it is easy. You have only to tell the great Khan about this plot, and he will be your friend for life.
Will he take my word against that of Van Chu? I will have to prove that Van Chu is plotting.
Mayhap I will be able to obtain the proof for you.
It is worth trying.
Now take me in your arms.
Ah.
Tell me that you still love me, Marco Polo.
I do love you, Zelana. But you must go now. Someone might come here.
Yes, I know. They are looking for me.
This means that they will try to kill us both, but I will defend you with my life.
No, Marco. No, you seat yourself there on that silken divan. I will elude them. We will meet again soon.
Princess Zelana, you must be found.
Greetings, Excellency. Whom do you seek?
Are you deaf, Marco Polo? Have you not heard the servants calling for the Princess Zelana?
I did hear some noise, but why have you come here? Do you think I am hiding the Princess Zelana?
You paid much attention to the princess on the journey from Persia. Mayhap she has fallen in love with you. You men search this room.
This is an insult, Van Chu. The princess has not been here, and the great Khan said I was to have every respect and consideration from you.
The great Khan did not say that you were to make love to his promised bride.
I tell you that the Princess Zelana is not here.
Well, I can see she's not here. Perhaps she's in some other part of the palace. The Khan sent for her to speak with her, and she could not be found. Perhaps the foolish girl has run away.
Why should she run away? Is she not willing to wed the Khan?
I know not. You men follow me. We will make a search of all the palace.
Why? Selana, are you still here?
Yes, I am still here, Marco Polo. You did not lift the cover of this divan. Did you not know that it opened like this?
I did not. I thought you'd left the room by the other entrance. But why have you waited here? They may return.
Kiss me, Marco Polo.
Oh, Zelana. I embrace you.
And I love you. And now I must go. Come, Marco Polo. We must prove something against Van Chu. Then you may win the friendship of the Khan.
The next day, Marco Polo and his companions were allowed to go through the city with an armed escort. They went to the bazaars where the merchants sold many wonderful goods, and they saw for the first time glazed pottery. They were rather dazed by the incessant noise and chattering of the scurrying people, and by the many wonders which they beheld. With their paper money, they purchased some trinkets. After a while, they returned to the palace garden, and there, in the great park, they sat beneath the shade of one of the trees.
Well, Marco, and what think you of the wonders of China?
The Chinese are certainly a strange people. But we did not buy anything of value today, Father.
We have not had a chance to present our gifts to the great Khan.
He said that we were to die in 3 days' time. He has our gifts in his possession now. Can we not make some effort to escape?
Benno, you always seem to fear death.
Do not all men fear death, Master Niccolo?
I do not think the great Khan means to kill us. He seems well disposed towards us.
If only we could think of some way to win his friendship.
I think I know a way to win his friendship.
Oh, this is interesting. Tell us your scheme.
I cannot tell you, but if the scheme succeeds, it means that I may have to marry. To marry?
Always you are thinking of women. Whom do you wish to marry this time?
Well, I'm not sure that I do wish to marry. If we win the friendship of the Khan, we may have many adventures in his service. And I think that I am too young for marriage.
You have changed your tone, Marco. When we were in Venice, you thought of nothing but marriage.
He never knows his own mind. Who is the lady this time?
The Princess Zelana.
Oh, Master Marco, you will bring us all to our death.
Marco, this is madness. The Princess Zelana is to wed Kublai Khan.
Princess Zelana is very beautiful. And mayhap I am in love with her. Mayhap I am not. But if she succeeds in saving our lives, it will be my duty to marry her.
I do not understand what you're talking about, Marco.
I have a serious problem to consider. Come, Benno, you may aid me. Which is the worst fate, marriage or death?
I have not experienced either, Master Marco, so I cannot tell.
Oh, well, that's not very helpful.
Well, we are in China. Our ambition is realized. I have already seen a few of the wonders of this strange land, but if we could only win the friendship of Kublai Khan, we would see many more wonders.
And we would be able to persuade him to trade with Venice.
I have a chance to win the friendship of the Khan, but how to make the best use of that chance, I know not.
Well, let us hear no more talk of your marriage. I still feel it is your fault that the Khan is likely to put us to death.
Well, I may make atonement for that fault, Uncle Matthew. I shall do my best.
Rest assured of that.
Later that day, by the good graces of his aunt Guza, the governor of the city of Anshu was able to pay a visit to the quarters of Princess Ilana. She was rather surprised to see him.
My lord Anshu, I did not expect you to come here.
I am free to come and go at will to any part of the palace, princess.
Why have you come here?
So that I might speak with you. Next to Kublai Khan, I am the most powerful man in this land.
Oh, I have heard much of your power. It seems that you have many followers.
Yes, I have many followers, Princess. And I have a request to make of you.
I am willing to hear your request.
The Khan cannot make up...
A request?
The Khan cannot make up his mind whether to marry you or not. Should he decide not to marry you, I intend to ask for your hand.
Will I have no choice in the matter, my lord?
Have you anything against me, Princess?
Oh, I like men who have power, riches. I wish to marry the great Khan because he is the most powerful man in the world. He has vast armies. He has conquered nations. You are but the governor of his capital.
Well, I may not always be the governor. I might someday be as great as Kublai Khan himself.
Oh, what words are these, my lord?
Could you come to love me, Princess Lilana?
If I thought that you were strong enough to seize power for yourself, I could come to love you. You are young and handsome, my lord.
Well then, suppose I were to tell you that I could win power. Could I win your love?
Mayhap.
I can win power. Someday Kublai Khan's throne may be mine. Now, will you tell me that I have your love, Zelana?
You are an idle boaster. How can the throne of Kublai Khan be yours? No, empty words mean nothing, my lord. Give me proof that you may seize power.
Very well, then. I will give you proof. I will show you that I can be a greater man than Kublai Khan. A greater man. Then, perhaps, you will value the love which Banchu has bestowed on you.